This podcast is brought to you by our new Free America t-shirt. Whether you're buying dad a gift for Father's Day or you need a new t-shirt for this summer, this is the most patriotic, perfect shirt around. It's made in America and the price is right. Go to HowieCarShow.com, click store, and get your Free America shirt today.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
Do we really think this is as good as we can be as a nation? I don't think the vast majority of people think that. There are probably anywhere from 10 to 15% of the people out there that are just not very good people.
That sounds kind of familiar.
You could put half of Trump supporters into what I call the basket of deplorables. The racist, sexist, homophobic, xenophobic, Islamophobic, you name it.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
And one of the folks that was reading the numbers said, wow, this is a great number. It's only 3 million job losses. And then, you know, I'm not reading this right. Let me look at it again. Oh, wait a minute. This is 3 million gain almost.
Here we go. Unemployment, employment, father, rose. I'm sorry, I'm a little stunned here.
It appears to be a stunner, much better than expected.
This is a huge gain, a huge upside beat on for this jobs report.
It's a stupendous number. It's superb. I mean, the fact is that we're back.
I think it was probably the greatest miscalculation in the history of business shows talking about Wall Street.
Who's your captain? Howie Carr.
I'm suggesting to some of these governors, don't be proud. You'll end up looking much better in the end. Call in the National Guard. Call me.
Don't be afraid, you can
call me.
Maybe it's late, but just call me.
Unchained and unstoppable.
People are driving. I may have to buy one of those things, drive around town in a trailer. What do they call that?
Oh, that there, that's an RV.
An RV. I think I'm going to buy an RV and travel from now on in an RV with our first lady. I don't think anybody would mind that.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
I think he used to have two Bentleys at Mar-a-Lago, a black one and a white one, depending on the mood he was in.
Mar-a-Lago!
Some tells me Melania would appreciate a Bentley more than an RV. That's just my guess. Anyway, there is no joy in alt-left Mediaville today. They are stunned and disappointed. They're crushed. Their spirits are broken. By the job report, 2.5 million new jobs in the month of May. And if you haven't seen it, the Washington Post, as much fake news as they put into the pages of the newspaper and onto the website, they pack even more into their tweets that they put out. Remember the when al-Baghdadi was killed, they called him an austere religious scholar. He was a genocidal maniac. They called him an austere religious scholar. Today, they were so sure that it was going to be a bad jobs report that they tweeted out before the report came out, grim milestone. That's a familiar cliche, isn't it? Didn't we just reach a grim milestone of 100,000 COVID deaths, supposed deaths? Now we were going to get a grim milestone of 20 million jobs, or a 20% unemployment rate, excuse me. It was not to be. It was not to be. It was so good. The job report, CNN didn't even carry it. They were passing out black armbands. They were confiscating shoelaces and belts from the fake news anchors. They were calling in the grief counselors. That's how brokenhearted they were. So it was a pretty good day. 844. It was a pretty good morning. And now the president is in Maine, in vacation land, where the governor has put everybody on vacation, pretty much by installing these 14-day quarantines. He's at the Puritan Medical Products in Guilford, Maine. That's where they make the nasal swabs. And he's also meeting with the fishermen. With Governor Paul LePage, as he told us yesterday when he called into the show. So the president is in Maine, and he's in a he's in a great mood, as everyone should be. You know, the only people, some of the only people that have got to be as depressed as the anchors on CNN and MSNBC and the editors of the New York Times and the Washington Post, it's got to be Charlie Parker. I mean, damn, he did his damnedest. He and Marty Walsh, pay to play Polito, they tried to do their best to get the United States economy plunged into a depression with their insane lockdowns. And I guess it just didn't really matter that Massachusetts is just not that significant. They can destroy the economy in Massachusetts. They have destroyed the economy in Massachusetts, but it didn't do any good for the nation. The country has rebounded somewhat. I mean, it would help. I mean, I would certainly like to see Massachusetts and I would like to see all of New England opened up, but it's not doing badly. 844-500-4242. Can you imagine Obama sitting with a bunch of fishermen from Maine? Says 781. I can't. Not unless he was lecturing them about being deplorables or irredeemables, something like that. 508 says, Howie, we're in Guilford, Maine, waiting for Trump. Great turnout for Trump and a few protesters. That's good. Meanwhile, in the lockdown state of Massachusetts, here's a text. Sitting in a line of cars waiting to get to my bank's drive-through window. This bank is always busy with in-person customers, and we are sick of no access to the inside of the building. Any idea when Massachusetts banks will be fully open again? Venting. Head to vent. I don't blame you. But, you know, someone should tell Charlie Parker, Charlie, it's over. It didn't work. You know, this Russian collusion didn't work. Ukrainian collusion didn't work. The lockdown hasn't worked. He's still president, okay? You've ruined your own state, and it didn't work. So give it up. Open it up. So tomorrow they're going to announce phase two. Oh, phase two. Everybody's got to work very... Unless you're a looter. If you're a looter, you could just do whatever the hell you want. And we're going to have some state grants for free gasoline and free bricks. But if you want to go to church, you're going to have to make sure it's only 10 people or 25 people.
Howie, I do have to correct you, because tomorrow they're not announcing phase two. They're announcing when they're going to announce phase two.
Yeah.
Ugh. It's a pre-announcement announcement.
A pre-announcement announcement. That's really something. Again, though, at some point, don't you just say the gag's over? You know, we did this. You know, we were trying to win the bet, but we didn't win the bet. So it's all over. Everybody can go back to work. We're going to stop pretending that there's this big problem. 844-500-4242. If there was a big problem, they would have rounded everybody up on Sunday night, wouldn't they? Yes, I think that's safe to say. Now it's not such a big deal, and they just don't care. 844-500-4242. Let's play the cut from President Trump talking about all the Democrat governors like Charlie Parker and Janet Mills and Cuomo and Murphy and Pritzker et al. Cut one.
But we're going to be back, and we're opening our country, and I hope that the lockdown governors, I don't know why they continue to lock down, because if you look at Georgia, if you look at Florida, if you look at South Carolina, if you look at so many different places that have opened up, I don't want to name all of them, but the ones that are most energetic about opening, they are doing tremendous business, and that this is what these numbers are all about.
And some of them never shut down in the first place. Not a lot, but seven or eight of them never closed up to begin with. And nothing's happened. Cut two.
And you have to remember one other thing very importantly. I think it's extremely important for you to remember that many of our states are closed or almost closed. Some of the big ones, New York, New Jersey, they'll start. They're starting now to get open, I hope.
So they're going to announce that you can, the restaurants, they're going to announce that they're going to announce that the restaurants can reopen. But you got to do contact tracing. You know, it'll be kind of like going into the hospital for outpatient surgery to have a slice of pizza. It's really going to get people really jazzed up about going back to restaurants. Did Governor Sununu announce today that he's going to let they're going to be indoor dining? Or there was I read that somewhere. We'll have to check that out. So there's all the more reason to leave the state. They don't seem to get it, or they get it. They're so into getting rid of Trump that they're Baker, Parker, and pay to play Polito and Marty Walsh are just willing to destroy the state and the city. We had a friend down here in Florida who her parents live in Massachusetts. She's been meaning to fly back. She finally flew back this morning. She said, "I can't believe Boston. It's a ghost town. There's nothing left." We've been telling her that. Yeah, I guess you got to see it firsthand. 844-500-4242. I'm Howie Carr.
A nightmare to liberals everywhere. He's Howie Carr.
This is Deb in Danielson, Connecticut.
This is Greg in Boston, Mass.
This is Elizabeth in Wakefield, Massachusetts, and this is the Howie Carr Show.
The numbers that you're looking at don't include all of those states that are closed. They haven't even opened yet. We're going to be stronger than we were when we were riding high. And our stock market is almost, it's just short of an all-time high. I've had 144 all-time high stock markets during a 3.5-year period. Nobody's ever come close to that, and we're going to do it again.
Whether you're working from home or working on your fitness, you want to hear your music, not your roommates or family's music. And Raycon wireless earbuds are the way to go. Get 15% off your Raycon order at buyraycon.com/Howie. That's buyraycon.com/Howie. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Speaking of states that are locked down, will Massachusetts be the last state in the country to fully reopen?
Yes, I believe they will.
77% say yes.
Yeah, I know. Someone says Queen Gina of Rhode Island, Governor Raimondo, just renewed the executive order to wear masks until July 5th. But if you're looting downtown Providence and burning police cars at 2 a.m., this order does not apply. You get a special looter's exemption. It's Democrat privilege. Okay, the president is in Guilford, Maine, and our special correspondent Kevin is there, and he's going to give us a report on what the situation is on the ground. Kevin, thanks for being with us here. What's going on?
Howie, where I'm standing across from the red maple, it's about at least 300 waving flags, having a good time. It's about 82 degrees, nice cool breeze. I got here at about 1, and there had to be at least 700 standing all along the streets since 1 o'clock. It's got to be well over 1,000 now.
So these are pro Trump. These are pro Trump people, Kevin.
Right. There's a handful. I'd say I walked. I parked about a half a mile away, and on my walk to where I am now, there's probably about 20 to 25 BLM, Black Lives Matters, protesters.
I hope they're wearing masks.
They're all wearing masks. All the Trump supporters. There's 1,000 Trump supporters, and not one of them is wearing a mask. And there's stadies here, there's sheriffs, there's the Border Patrol, and nobody's enforcing the social distance rules, if you know what I'm saying. Everybody's having a great time.
Yeah.
And our good friend Rick is Rick Savage is up here. I don't know if Reese told you. Tending bar here at the Red Maple.
Is he really? He came up. The Red Maple is the big gathering spot where you can get adult beverages in Guilford, Maine. So he's just helping out here, huh?
Yeah, he's helping out. I mean, the place is 10 deep at the bar. The porch is packed, and Grace will show you the picture. Goes, hey Rick, a smile for Howard. He's got a great big smile. If you want me to put him on later on in the show, let me know. But right now he's tending to business.
I'm really happy for Guilford. I'm happy for everybody up there. But I really feel bad for Cumberland and York counties, you know, my neck of the woods. I just can't believe they're still shut down and that they've been devastated like this. There's just no need for this nonsense.
It's sheer insanity, Howard, you know? Sheer insanity. You can go out and break a few windows, grab some TVs, but you can't get your hair cut or have a burger.
Yeah, I know. There was a headline in the Babylon Bee recently said clever churchgoers disguise themselves as looters to attend services. There's an element of truth to that, you know? I mean, the looters are being treated with more respect than people who just want to go to church on Sunday morning. It's ridiculous.
It really is crazy. It's crazy.
So stay around. Is the president going to drive by, or is he just going to?
He's expected at any second. As a matter of fact, okay. I thought that was him calling me, but it was great. But no, I guess he landed at about 2:50, and he's at the school right now giving a little speech, and he's expected at any moment here.
Okay. Well, that's great. Keep us informed, Kevin, and I appreciate it. Give our best to everybody, including Rick, and if you see Governor LePage, tell him hi, and everybody else up there. Thanks. Thanks, Kevin. 844-500-4242-508. A lot of Massachusetts plates in Rhode Island today. Yeah, we were just dumping on Governor Raimondo, but she's got the state more wide open than Charlie Parker does Massachusetts, that's for sure. Yeah, my daughter goes down to, if she's not going to White Birch Brewing in Nashua for dinner, she's going down to Rhode Island for dinner, you know? At least you can have a meal outside. Virginia, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Virginia.
How you doing, Howie?
Hi, good.
I just wanted to say that Trump is like our pet. You know, I mean, we'll follow him into hell. And he is my hand. I'm going to give him the finger in November with that hand, and I'm going to vote for him. So that should be his new slogan. Give him the finger, vote for Trump.
That's not a bad slogan, but we all know that we're giving them the finger by voting for Trump. I don't think he needs to remind them of it, Virginia. But I do appreciate the thought, and I'm sure he does, too. Thanks for the call. Bob, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Bob.
Hey, Howie, how you doing today?
Good.
Hey, listen, I was up in Bangor, and Donald Trump was up there, President Donald Trump, who's we love him up here. He's awesome. And he was talking to the fishermen up here.
Yeah.
And he asked them, someone asked, they said, well, how long is this? Because, you know, Obama, the administration, put a big
monument.
Fishing industry.
Yeah, they call it a monument, but they sealed off the fishing grounds off the main coast.
Well, as of today, not no longer, he goes. He's opening that up immediately.
Well, I guess Janet Mills then will have to extend the lockdown a couple of counties further north to try to depress the economy to make up for the president's ruling then, right?
Yeah. Well, you know what, Howie, which is crazy. Listen, the own governor, which I don't care for myself at all, but who does, but Governor Mills, she couldn't even come up here and go see President Donald Trump. I mean, how low is that? How low is that for a governor?
Well, are you? You're not surprised, though, are you?
I'm not surprised, and I think you know. It just she's you know what? She's destroying the state of Maine. She's disgusted. I think
she is. She is. All these governors that are keeping their states shut down. I mean, and you know, I know we know you wanted to get rid of Trump. It didn't work. Okay, the jobs report shows it didn't work. I'm Howie Carr. If you're thinking of replacing your carpets due to pet stains and odors, you must try Genesis 950 first. It breaks down the bonds of stains and odors so they're gone from carpets and padding for good. You can use it in a carpet cleaning machine, and it's green, so it's safe for family and pets. It's the go-to cleaner for when Mr. Gooner has an accident, as older pugs do. And my assistant down here in Florida, McKay, he's got two dogs, a Sheltie and a Collie, and they have problems. It's been raining all week, and so he's had to use a Genesis 950. Tell us about your experiences, McKay.
Yeah, like you said, it's been raining down here a lot, and the Collie, he's still a puppy, so he had an accident in the house. And
just threw the poop away. Yeah, I used the Genesis, and the smell was gone. It didn't have, like, a heavy odor like a chemical. It really does a good job at cleaning up pet accidents in the house.
A beautiful dog. A talented dog.
He is a very lassie-like dog, from what I've seen. And, you know, what you don't want to have the same... You don't want to have this problem with having to buy carpets and padding. What you want to do is to save the money and not have to worry about replacing the carpet. You could do that with Genesis 950. 1 gallon of industrial strength, Genesis 950, makes up to 9 gallons of cleaner, and it's not just for pet stains. It's a disinfectant that kills viruses. It's also great for kitchens, garages, grease stains, wheels, tires, and more. Save yourself the trouble of going to the store and seeing your favorite cleaner sold out again, and even the bigger trouble of having to buy new carpet and padding and having to measure it and spend all that money. Genesis 950 is made in America, and as we like to say, buy American, support America. Order a gallon direct at genesis950.com. Enter code Howie to get more than a $10 value in savings, including a spray bottle and free shipping. That's genesis950.com. Enter code Howie.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
One of our audio feeds is having some problems. If it is, if you usually go to one that's not working properly today, cutting in and out, go to HowieCarShow.com and just hit listen. You can listen to the feed right off of our own. Nothing, no problems there. HowieCarShow.com. Hit listen. That's the easiest place to do it since we're having technical difficulties elsewhere. 844-500-4242. And again, CNN doesn't air Trump remarks, job reports remarks. So if it had been the unemployment rate going up to 20%, do you think they would have aired his announcement? Yes. The answer is yes. MSNBC stuck with it for 11 minutes, and then they just couldn't take any more of the victory laps. They pulled out, and they said he was off on a tangent. But it's oddly enough, the networks, the broadcast networks, ABC, NBC, and CBS carried it, the speech from the Rose Garden, in full, as of course did Fox News. 844-500-4242. Let's see what else. Cut three from Trump.
And one of the folks that was reading the numbers said, wow, this is a great number. It's only 3 million job losses. And then reading it and say, you know, I don't think this, I'm not reading this right. Let me look at it again. Oh, wait a minute. This is 3 million gain almost. 3 million jobs gained. And then they shouted out, one of them sort of semi-shouted out, is this a typo? I think it was probably the greatest miscalculation in the history of business shows. History of business shows talking about Wall Street, and that's okay.
Yeah, see, you know, it was like the Patriots losing the Super Bowl to the Giants, though. I mean, they were all in on it. They're all rah-rah. You know, Joe Biden is Tom Brady. They want to have his baby. You know, just like the people in Shillville on the Jock Sniffer radio in the old days. And then they lost. They can't believe it. They're stunned. They had all their undefeated season paraphernalia ready to go, and suddenly it was for naught. Here's Bloomberg being stunned and amazed. Cut 11.
John, we're just waiting for the numbers to come out here, and so far what we've seen is a few numbers underneath. Here we go. Unemployment, employment, father, rose. I'm sorry. I'm a little stunned here by this number. Employment rose by 2.5 million in May, according to the Bureau of Labor Statistics. The unemployment rate fell to 13.3%. I don't know what to tell you. We're going to have to look at these numbers very deeply and see exactly what is going on here.
The strategy is not working. We thought that when we shut the economy, that when we get, all the states went back except the big ones on the coast, we thought we could still keep it, keep the, keep the depression going. It's not working. Is everybody leaving California and New York and New Jersey and Illinois and Massachusetts? Is everybody leaving? Tony, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Tony.
How you doing, Howie?
Good.
A couple quick things, real. If you saw about the gentleman in Buffalo that got pushed by the cops.
Yes.
When I heard, I only heard it one time, and they said elderly gentleman shot by cop. And I was like, well, 10 to 1 since they didn't mention if he was black or white. 10 to 1 he was white. Of course, I looked it up, and he was white.
Right. I'm looking at it right now, the picture. I don't know. Yeah. I don't know what the whole deal was. What was he? Which side was he on, this guy that got pushed?
I don't know. It was about the curfew. I don't know what side it was, but since they didn't mention he was black, I figured it must be white.
Right.
I'm going to say
that since Cuomo mentioned it today at his press conference, he must have been a protester as opposed to someone who was demanding that Cuomo stop the lockdown of the state.
Yeah. Can I say one more thing real quick?
Yeah.
I would like to beg Obama to go pick up a couple of kegs and maybe he can stop all this.
Thanks for the call, Tony. 844-500-4242. I think he's talking about a beer summit. Remember that, the beer summit in after the Cambridge cop arrested the Harvard professor who was mouthing off to him. Maria, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Maria.
Hi, Howie.
Hi.
I think it would be a boost to everybody if President Trump would come out on TV and say, you know what? The emergency is over. COVID's not gone, but we know how to handle it. We know where it is, but the emergency aspect of this is gone. Everybody go back to work.
Well, you know, I think a lot of the ball is in the balls are in the governor's side of the court, aren't they? I mean, the governors have to make these decisions, don't they? I mean, all the sane governors, including some Democrats, have made the decision to open up their states.
No, I know that. But if somebody just came up and said the emergency aspect is gone, then these governors couldn't keep 30-daying their emergency edicts, because Sununu keeps doing it.
Yeah, I know. You know, people tell me, you know, I'm too tough on Sununu, that he's surrounded by all these anti-Trump people, including Republicans like Baker and Scott. But, you know, at some point, he's got to, man up and do the right thing for New Hampshire, no matter what they're doing elsewhere. I mean, what a boon it would be for New Hampshire if they totally opened up, and with all these other states being shut down around them, right?
And they keep handing out all of these permits every day. We've got these people coming up here every day. So if they're allowed to come up here and do whatever they want, go wherever they want, why can't I? But today, this morning, he came out again and said, well, we're not letting go of the stay at home yet, but I think I might lighten it up. I am so beyond sick of this man. It's ridiculous. And anybody I'm talking to, they will not vote for him again. So I don't know what's going to happen to New Hampshire, but he's destroying it.
You don't see anything that sort of absolves him of the responsibility, the fact that he is surrounded by these people who are. It's like he's the most liberal state in the Warsaw Pact. You know, he's Czechoslovakia, but he still has to worry about the tanks rolling in from East Germany, doesn't he, or Hungary?
Yeah, but all right, look at this. This past Saturday, I needed a break from everything, so I needed to find a beach that was open, not so I could go swimming or anything. So I went to one of the liberalist states, cities in Massachusetts. I went to Newburyport.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I went to Plum Island, just down the beach, because downtown is closed. It's a ghost town.
Right.
But the beach is like a whole different world. You wouldn't think that any of this was touching that. People were having fun. They were playing in the water. Nobody was wearing a mask. But then they come back to New Hampshire, and He's got all of Route 1A closed. You're not allowed to park anywhere from Salisbury to Portsmouth. So how are we allowed to go to the beach? And now he says, well, you can go to the beach,
right,
but keep moving.
He announced that today. He said you can. He said you can lie down on the beach, Maria. Aren't you aren't you grateful?
Park.
What?
I can't get there. I can't get there. Where am I going to park?
Yeah, that's been a recurring problem. You know what the problem is? You were talking about there doesn't seem to be a problem down on the beach. The problem is not the virus. The problem is the police state. That's what people are worried. People aren't thinking about the virus. They're thinking about these absurd edicts, these advisories, these guidelines. Now, when Charlie Baker's mask slips, he calls them what they are. They're orders. These are not laws. These are regulations that he has imposed on the public because he is intoxicated. He's drunk with power. He likes stepping on people. I don't get it myself. It's one thing you leave me alone, I'll leave you alone. That's my philosophy of life. Thanks for the call, Maria. Luke, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Luke.
Hey, Howie, how's it going?
Good.
I wanted to talk about how Governor Mills is doing up here in Maine.
Yes.
She's doing terrible. She deserves an F.
I had a feeling that's what you were going to say. That's the grade I'd give her, too. Go ahead.
This is so sad and ridiculous. I hope people wake up and get rid of these people who are in these leadership positions. It's really sad up here. You know, we also are dealing with that ranked choice voting scam.
Yeah.
That also has, people have got to remove that, or we will never, ever be free in the state.
I know. You know, but here's the thing, Luke. Didn't people know in 2018 that Janet Mills was a deep state nut? Shouldn't they have had their antenna up and elected Sean Moody? I mean, you know, again, not the greatest candidate in the world, but he never would have done anything like this, would he?
Oh, of course not. We need Governor LePage to come back.
Yeah. Well, he says he's going to. You know, we'll see in a couple of years. You know, this brings to mind again the old saying, the lesser of two evils. You know, you're not going to get perfection in anybody, any politician or your spouse or your boss. You just got to go with the lesser of two evils. And you know, the people of Maine dropped the ball in 2018. And, you know, we haven't had much choice for a long time in Massachusetts, obviously. But I think the only reason, looking back in retrospect, that Charlie Parker got elected, he got elected for the same reason that Scott Brown got elected to the U.S. Senate after Ted Kennedy died. He was running against Marsha Coakley. He got elected for the same reason that Marty Walsh got into the legislature and got his political career off the ground back 25 years ago. He was running against Marsha Coakley. If you can run against Marsha Coakley, you can look pretty good. But he's not that good, and nor is Marty Walsh. Scott Brown was a little better than the other two. 844-500-4242. 207 says Trump in Maine called Mills a dictator today. I think she certainly is. And you know, the thing is, it's interesting because the boot is coming down hardest on the bluest counties in the state, Cumberland and York. How ironic, huh? It's often the way a dictatorship works out. The people who backed the tyrants, the despots, they're the ones who go to the guillotine. 844-500-4242. I'm Howie Carr.
He's suave. He's debonair. He's Howie Carr.
This is Paul in North Andover, Mass.
This is Luana in Lexington, Massachusetts.
This is Lauren in Augusta, Maine, and this is the Howie Carr Show.
844-500-4242. 207 says, when are we going to see the Don't Blame Me, I Voted for Moody t-shirts and bumper stickers? And I don't see too much market for those things. I mean, people should have known. You know, I think it was just, again, and a lot of texters are saying to me, well, you know, it serves Cumberland and York, which is, you know, the two southernmost counties, Portland and the beach area, York, Wells, et cetera, Kennebunkport. It serves them right for voting for Mills. Yeah, you know, in a way it does, but it punishes everybody. You know, people in Bar Harbor that are open, but their tourist trade is a trickle because of this idiotic 14-day quarantine. You know, so the problem is when some people make a mistake in the voting booth, everybody in the jurisdiction gets punished. And it's very unfortunate. 844-500-4242. At least we have a chance to reelect Trump and try to keep the deep state offensive behavior to a minimum. John, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, John.
Hey, Howie, thanks for taking the call. I just wanted to let you know I sent a tape up to you. It was on Twitter of George Soros, because a lot of people have been asking about it. And on the tape, Soros talks about the only way Trump can lose the election is with the revolution. And I sort of like, you know, I've been getting questions about it. People have been asking me. And this was posted May 29th. But he issued this edict basically in Davos in January 2020. So I'm not a believer in coincidences. You know, I forwarded it on to the New York field office of the FBI and asked them to investigate it.
Yeah, see, I don't, but, you know, John, I just don't think this is going to work. You know, I mean, I think there's always a backlash when there's when there's this kind of anarchy in the streets. And, you know, this is lawlessness. This isn't protest. This is looting and rioting. That's the problem. And people don't vote for more looting and rioting, John. Do you think? Have they ever in human history?
No, but I think there is. I mean, before I discounted the possibility Soros was behind this, but when you listen to the clip and just you got to listen to it, it's 40 mm-hmm. seconds. It definitely changed my mind on whether he could be funding it. I'm not saying he is.
I'll take a look. I don't know. I don't want to give the guy too much credit. And again, how much money would it cost to do all the stuff that he's being accused of doing? I mean, I know he's a billionaire, but think about the money that would be involved in this, in the organization. And
price again, of bricks is way down.
Not in free America. It's construction. Didn't you see all those hundreds of thousands of construction workers are back? Hospitality workers. Everybody's back on the job in free America, which I know doesn't do much good for Massachusetts and Maine and New Hampshire and Vermont and to a degree Rhode Island. Okay, 844-500-4242. We have a surprise coming up in the next hour, we think. 844-500-4242. I'm Howie Carr.